local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
And boil water in effect for part of Mobile. We'll give you details coming up in just a second. Dr. Bill's forecast is on the way as well. But first, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident off Michigan Avenue and South Broad Street. Where wreckers are on the scene, shouldn't be there for too much longer, as it's a good ride across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. No delays. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland running smooth. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages as well. See them at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The Wharf Boat & Yacht Show returns to Orange Beach this weekend with more than $150 million of marine inventory on display. 650 boats on trailers, 150 yachts in the water, all at the best prices of 2019, including sport fishing yachts, center consoles, really big center consoles, bay boats, pontoon boats, and personal watercraft. Plus, there are in-water boat training seminars from Boat US, fishing tackle and seminars, marine accessories and electronics, plus kids and ladies activities. This weekend, come see why the most boats are sold every year at the Wharf Boat & Yacht Show.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now, 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
The enemy is everywhere.
The fight is never ending, and yet you must continue the battle against dirt. Now there's an ally in the war to have a clean home. Sunday afternoon at 3, FM Talk 106.5 will be Talking Dirty with David Lord. Brought to you by A&A Vacuum Mart. You'll get all the ammo you need to win the fight against dirt. Information on vacuum cleaner systems, tips and tools to make your job easier. Join us for Talking Dirty with David Lord, Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 609 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. 49 now at our studios, heading for a high around 74. Pretty fantastic out there, except for the pollen.
Yeah, I like it. I like the cool weather.
Yes.
It won't be here long, though.
That's right. People say, I can't wait for it to warm up. Hey, y'all don't worry. I'm not taking Dr. Bill's place around here, but hey, y'all don't worry. It'll get hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I'm trying to focus on the present. Just focus on the present more, so I need to enjoy the 49-degree weather while it's here.
It's how you live. That's good stuff. What's not so good stuff is all this. I don't know the last time maybe after a hurricane or something, we've had a boil water alert, but this is not anything like that. This has to do with a wreck yesterday. From our news partners at WKRG, the water main break at the intersection of Dolphins Street and Dolphin Square Connector has now been repaired, but Maw's crews will be flushing hydrants in the affected area and testing the water. Some water testing procedures can take up to 24 hours to get results. When water is first restored to customer premises, do not drink from the tap, but follow the tips listed here. You ready? Here's your tips. This is what you do.
Okay.
These are tips for using water during a boil water advisory. Flush faucets and drinking fountains for at least 3 minutes. Oh, by the way, too, let me tell you the area this affects, because I don't want you wasting time this morning if, like, it doesn't affect you. Okay? This is a, it would be Maw's customers on the north side of Dolphin Street.
Okay.
You know, picture the north side of Dolphin Street, west of Sage Avenue and east of I-65.
Okay.
Now, it does not say how what the northern boundary is. Is that like Old Shell or something?
Tennessee?
Yeah, it could be Tennessee. Well, wherever Maw's ends their service.
Okay.
But so, if you are north of Dolphin Street, if you're at McConnell Automotive, you need to do this. Okay? If you are at... where else? If you were at the Wendy's,
right?
So you would need to do this. Why is it all food with me? If you're at the Fusackley's, you would need to do this. That area there, well, and that, how far north it goes, I don't know, because they don't give me actually a northern terminus. They say north of Dolphin and west of Sage and east of I-65. That square is missing one of the sides.
And so, again, this isn't because of flooding or anything like that. This is because of a water main break.
That's right. So okay. Here are the tips. You got to flush your faucets and drinking fountains for at least 3 minutes or until discoloration, if present, and the water is gone.
Okay.
Boil the water for 3 minutes or use bottled water for consumption, cooking, brushing teeth, etc. Let the water... Sorry. It says here, after you boil the water before you use it, let it cool.
That's so smart.
Thank you, Maws. I appreciate it. But
well, you know, the kids were doing that boiling water challenge for a little while. It was something awful where kids were throwing, I guess, boiling water on other kids.
These are the end days.
Yeah.
They really are. If this is the best we can do for the new... I mean, now, packing a phone booth and going wacky or doing some kind of stunt, I'm for that. Kids be kids, go do stuff. But when it involves eating Tide Pods or throwing boiling water at each other,
these are
the end days. We're in Revelations now in Bible study.
Yeah, because of the Tide Pods, I couldn't get into our dishwasher soap the other day. I had to get the wife to open the dishwasher soap.
So it's child and Dalton proof.
Right.
Empty refrigerator ice trays. That one you might not think about. And run 3 cycles of ice to clear refrigerator water lines. It says use hot water washing and hot air drying for dishwasher use. Okay. Use bottled water and boiled water for hand washing dishes. Tap water can be used if dishes are rinsed for at least a minute. Okay. Bath or shower, yes, but do not drink the water. So no gargling, spitting the water out in the shower.
That's tough for me. I always intake water somehow, even if I'm not trying to.
Do that? Yeah, I think some of us do that. It says you can wash your clothes using normal procedures. The boil water advisory expected to be lifted this evening, provided the 24-hour test results indicate the water is suitable for potable use. Maws will issue another public advisory, and we'll let you know more information. Contact Maws customer service at 69-4-31-65. And yeah, this all comes from that water main break near the intersection of Dolphin and Dolphin Square connector that resulted in the water outage. And they had a big, you know, the water was flooding through there. They got it patched up, but at that point the lines are open, so they can't guarantee they are fresh and sealed. So this, all those things are valid. It was just the one that got me here. It says boil water for 3 minutes before using and let water cool before use.
Well, you know,
they don't say that, then somebody out there says, I burned my lip or something. And
they have to have put a disclaimer on everything now. So
there you go. So after you boil the water to kill contaminants and render it safe, please let it cool before drinking. Thank you. All right, 615 FM Talk 106.5. Lots coming up on today's show. A discussion about what can be done to reduce proposed tolls on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge. We'll get into that. I made my own headline for Facebook. Hey, Nazis, no Facebook for you. We'll get into also members of Congress are wary about Affordable Care Act about face. And the president last night continuing the victory tour after the Barr letter on the Mueller report. We'll get into that and a whole lot more next.
The concert that rocked the Las Vegas Strip for 9 years. The Drifters.
Under the boardwalk.
Out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk.
Cornell Gunter's Coasters.
Little bottles of love pushing up.
And the Platters.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
So darling, say the last dance for me.
Together, singing all of their hits, one night only. 3 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame legends on the same stage. The Drifters, Cornell Gunter's Coasters, and the Platters in concert. Live.
So darling, darling, stand by me.
incredible night. Saturday, June 22nd at the Mobile Singer Theater. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. through Ticketmaster and Mobile Singer Box Office.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State lawmakers representing the Gulf Coast want to reduce the proposed toll rate for the new I-10 Mobile River Bridge. Currently, talk of the toll is between $3 and $6. At that rate, commuters in Mobile and Baldwin County could pay more than $100 a month in tolls. Representative Chris Elliott.
It's too much money. I mean, that's just all there is to it. That is a non-starter.
We're told public meetings will be held in May. A Florida Senate committee has approved a bill that would allow teachers to carry guns. It's called the Guardian Program. This would be on a voluntary basis, and teachers would have to complete training and a mental evaluation. A traffic alert this morning beginning today. A section of Industrial Road between Bellingrath Road and Vonick Road in Mobile will be closed from 5 in the morning until 6 in the evening through April 2nd. Crews will be filming a movie in the area. One winning Powerball ticket was sold in Wisconsin. The lucky person matched all six numbers in the Badger State, winning the $768 million prize. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
Bama finds their new basketball head coach. The Sweet 16 begins tonight, and it's opening day for Major League Baseball. Right now, 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. 3 days after officially parting ways with Avery Johnson, Alabama's found its next head coach. The university announced yesterday that the Tide have hired the University of Buffalo's Nate Oates to lead the Tide. Buffalo had a 96-43 record in Oates' four seasons with the team. He has led the Bulls to the second round of the NCAA tournament the past two seasons and to three tournament appearances overall. Buffalo's season ended last weekend in a loss to Texas Tech. Oates leaves Buffalo after signing a contract extension with the Bulls just 2 weeks ago that would have kept him in Buffalo through 2024. Oates' first task will be recruiting. He'll need new players, and he'll need to recruit players that were on the team this season. Now that three players have entered the transfer portal, actually make that four players, following the news that Dazon Ingram and Kyra Lewis are exploring options elsewhere. Yesterday, John Petty and Daniel Giddens both added their names to the portal. The Tide are also losing their leading rebounder and shot blocker, Dante Hall, who has run out of eligibility. So, unfortunately, there will be no Hall and Oates in Tuscaloosa this season.
Private eyes.
I know. Tonight, four games to kick off the Sweet 16. The first game tonight starts at 6:09 with number one seed Gonzaga facing number four seed Florida State. Gonzaga is a 7.5-point favorite to move on to the Elite Eight. At 6:29, number two seed Tennessee plays number three seed Purdue. The Vols are 1.5-point favorites. At 8:39, number two seed Michigan faces number three seed Texas Tech, with the Wolverines favored by 2 points. And to wrap up the night, at around 8:57, number one seed Virginia tips off against number 12 seed Oregon. Virginia is favored by 8.5. In the NBA last night, Paul George scored 31 against his former team, leading Oklahoma City past Indiana 107-99. Golden State beat Memphis 118-103. Portland got the win over Chicago 118-98. Washington topped Phoenix 124-121. And Utah beat the Lakers 115-100. In NFL news, longtime Green Bay Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson is calling it a career. NFL Network reported that Nelson is retiring from the league after being recently released from the Oakland Raiders. He signed with the Raiders last year after spending 10 years in Green Bay. During Nelson's time with the Packers, he caught 550 passes for 7,848 yards and 69 touchdowns. He ranks second in Packers franchise history in touchdown receptions, third in receptions, and fifth in yards receiving. Today is MLB opening day with all 30 teams scheduled to take the field for the second year in a row. Some of the notable games. This season begins at noon with the Yankees hosting the Orioles. At 2:05 this afternoon, Atlanta begins their season at NL East rival Philadelphia. The Phillies notably signed slugger Bryce Harper to a massive contract this summer, and he is expected to be in the lineup today. At 6 tonight, the final game on the schedule, the Boston Red Sox begin their World Series title defense in Seattle against the Mariners. It's 6:21 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, and speaking of baseball, I've got opening day foods.
I love this time of year.
Yes, where they have broken out all the new food ideas at the ballparks. What's new for this year? You know, they always try to like one up last year at the ballparks. Yeah, we got some interesting mixes here.
Any just a tease? Any Bloody Marys with a slice of pizza in the cup this year?
And the Bloody Marys and no, we don't have. We had that. Okay. What did we have last year? Something like that.
I think it was last year or the year before. An entire slice of pizza and a Bloody Mary.
There you go. And beets and olive for sure. 6:21. We're coming right back. Dr. Bill's next.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. We've got a minor fender bender off of South Broad and Michigan Avenue. They're moving out of the roadway. Steady ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. And northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland looking good. Veteran-owned Stone Arms, Inc. Home of the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road. They're now offering the newly announced military, veterans, and first responder 5% discount on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama, by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
6:23 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Speaking of the fishing component, Captain Bobby Arriscato joins us around 7:50 for the FM Talk 106.5 fishing report. Wants to talk about with him a beautiful week of weather and a pretty decent weekend. A little chance of rain on Saturday, bigger on Sunday, but probably not enough to keep you off the water. We'll talk to Bobby coming up at 7:50 and find out where to go. Segment of the show brought to you by C Spire. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? One company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more. Introducing new C Spire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solution provider with over 500 service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest business technology challenges. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired. All right, and you talked about opening day for the MLB. You've got the sports part. I got the food part on this.
Perfect.
So, yeah.
I could do both, though.
Yeah, we could do that. That'd be, if we had, I would probably travel to more baseball places and pay exorbitant amounts if I could try some of the new weird foods. Here's a roundup of what's new for 2019. Okay, the foul pole. No. F-O-W-L, not F-O-U-L. The F-O-W-L
okay.
pole, which I still see people write, hey, go down, we're going to go fish at Fowl River, F-O-U-L. Wrong. Foul River, F-O-W-L.
Is this with the Cardinals or Orioles?
This is at the Rangers.
Oh, okay.
It says, the foul pole at the Rangers game, it's a single 2-pound chicken tender. Once again, any of y'all that have ever had like yard bird chickens, like non-processed chickens, the idea of a 2-pound chicken tender... Right. How can those chickens walk? It's a 2-pound chicken tender that comes with ranch and honey mustard. The Rangers also have a bacon-wrapped hot wing this year.
Okay.
That's good.
I'm into that.
And chicken and waffle dish served in a waffle cone. at the Braves game, they've got the Dinger Dog.
Okay.
It's a foot-long pig in a blanket stuffed with cheese.
Oh, man.
They also have their chicken and waffle boat that comes in a long, hollowed-out waffle bun.
Wow. That's awesome. Chicken and waffles, popular.
There it is. Then we go here. This is mashup, right? The Coney Dog egg roll at Tigers games.
Ooh.
Chili cheese dog without the bun, stuffed inside an egg roll with mustard and onions on top.
That's ridiculous.
And it's a call for some kind of Zantac or something like that. Twisted topped pretzels at Cardinals games. You'll get 3 pretzel twists topped with pepperoni and cheese, buffalo chicken, or bacon and cheese. St. Louis also has a giant 16-inch long slice of pizza this year called the Mega Slice.
All right.
Okay, Twins games. This is, wow. Peanut butter and bacon sandwich. It comes with jelly glazed bacon on toasted sourdough.
Okay. I'm not going to pass judgment until I try that.
This one is interesting. You take something that's kind of healthy, like avocados that I love, and you make them tastier. Yankee Stadium, avocado bites, deep-fried slices of avocado served with spicy dipping sauce.
Wow. So avocados are healthy if you only eat the avocado, but they're so high in fat, once you add the sugar... I mean, come on.
It's probably not a good idea. Also, the donut burger at Phillies games. It's a bacon cheeseburger with cherry pepper jam, and the bun is 2 glazed donuts. And the 18-inch hot dogs at Diamondbacks games, because a footlong's not enough anymore, they're now selling 3 different kinds. One topped with Reuben, mac and cheese, a bratwurst version topped with fried mac and cheese, and a breakfast version for those early games, topped with hash browns, bacon, fried eggs, cheese, and gravy.
Good.
There you go. It's this waiting for you at a major league ballpark somewhere nearby. Go ahead and starve yourself for a couple days beforehand. Bring your cholesterol medicine and all that kind of good
stuff. I'd hate to sit next to the person with an 18-inch hot dog.
Yeah, so when they turn around to talk to somebody, they smack you in the face with the other end of it. All right, y'all have a healthy MLB season. We'll be right back.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The 16-year-old immigrant charged with killing a beloved school teacher in a crash last week will be in court this morning. Domingo Marcos Diego is accused of causing a crash that killed Sonia Jones earlier this month. Investigators say Diego tried to run away after the crash but collapsed from his injuries. Prosecutors say they will ask the judge to deny Diego's bond. That hearing has been postponed twice previously. Escambia County, Florida Sheriff's Office is asking for help identifying a man who tried to sexually assault a woman. This happened on Beverly Parkway and W Street in Pensacola. Deputies say the suspect was last seen on an orange bicycle. A winning Powerball ticket sold in Wisconsin. One lucky winner matched all 6 numbers in the Badger State, winning that $768 million prize. The biggest winner in Florida won $150,000. Walmart is looking for Alabama entrepreneurs with a product to sell. If you have a big idea to pitch to the retail giant, you can apply for the annual open call. You can find a link on WKRG.com. I'm Jessica Taloney, News 5.
If you have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell, let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingen's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom.
Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Top safety officials were grilled by a Senate panel about flight safety yesterday in light of the two Boeing 737 MAX crashes.
The questions on Capitol Hill, they came at the same time that Boeing has unveiled an overhaul of its safety software. That was out in Seattle yesterday. So Boeing trying to put on the best front possible as they move forward here.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Well, the dropping of charges against actor Jussie Smollett has been followed by a swift backlash from various groups. Correspondent Ryan Young reports Smollett's attorney accuses the Chicago Police Department of running a smear campaign.
The Smollett camp is not happy with all the blows they're taking from people who are in public officials. So they said Mr. Smollett, like every citizen, is innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Mr. Smollett is entitled to the same constitutional protections as any citizen charged by the government.
First pitch of the new baseball season will be in the Bronx when the Yankees host the Orioles. Right now, Wall Street futures a little lower. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Colorado's long-running battle over oil and gas drilling in suburban neighborhoods has erupted again, and the stakes are deeply personal. State lawmakers are debating stronger regulations for the industry and have heard from residents worried about health risks and oil field workers concerned about their livelihoods. Democrats are pushing a bill that would fundamentally shift regulators' role from promoting production to protecting public safety and the environment. Saudi Aramco has purchased a 70% share in petrochemical firm SABIC for $69.1 billion in a deal that pumps capital into Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's sovereign wealth fund. Aramco says it acquired the majority stake in SABIC in a private transaction, leaving the remaining 30% stake in publicly traded shares untouched. Crude oil down 20 cents at $59.21 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures slightly higher after stocks closed lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 32. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas or pain or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 634 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another beautiful start here along the Gulf Coast. I like this.
Yeah, and we're in for another really beautiful day. Yesterday, with sunshine, we got up in the mid-70s. We'll be in at least the low 70s today, and plenty of sunshine. Wind, though, will be out of the southeast, and that means gradually an increase in humidity. It'll show up tonight because we'll start out with mostly clear skies and then patchy fog developing tonight after midnight. Low tonight will be in the lower 50s. Now for Friday, pretty good day, mostly sunny, a little warmer, around 75 degrees for Friday afternoon. As for the weekend, well, we've got some rain in the forecast, but it doesn't look like that much in the way of rain. Most of it will take place over the north, that is, across northern Alabama, northern Mississippi. So this same pattern showing up again, where we don't see much in the way of rain here on the coast, but to the north of us, it's a different story. So for Saturday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of a shower in the afternoon, and we're going to be approaching 80 degrees for Saturday afternoon. Saturday night, a few showers, and then on Sunday, a cold front moves in. That front should arrive in the morning, and we'll see a few showers on Sunday. I don't expect clearing to occur after the front moves through. Clouds will persist through Sunday with a chance of a few showers. But Sunday's high, only 65. That compares to near 80 on Saturday, only 65 on Sunday. Sunday night, down into the mid-40s. And then on Monday, still a few showers around with temperatures in the mid-60s. And looks like we'll finally get sunshine on Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So some cool weather for the weekend and a chance of a few scattered showers.
The way you're laying this out, I'm going to ask you, but it doesn't sound like any chance of severe weather.
No. If anything does occur in the way of thunderstorm activity as we see it now, it will be upstate and late Saturday night and early on Sunday. But here along the coast, just a few showers and turning cooler on Sunday.
Yeah, you said that yesterday, and it's as we've talked so much about a real wet winter, that was more of an issue interior than coastal, because you said March, we're way behind in rainfall.
Yeah, we should have over 6 inches. I think the average now is 6.14 for the month of March. And here it is now on the 28th day of March, and we're at 1.62. So we're over 5 inches now below normal for just this month.
Wow. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. All right, renewed discussion about I-10 Mobile River Bridge tolling. We'll talk about that with News 5's Katarina Lukatich coming up right after this.
Good morning from the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department just cleared up South Broad in Michigan. Now we have a new accident. Commandary Road at Commandary Road South. A single vehicle struck a power pole. Lines are down and they've closed down the roadways because of the power lines. A good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. The Eastern Shore still looking good. Mark your calendars for the Red versus Blue South Alabama football spring game. Saturday, April 13th at 10 a.m. at Land People Stadium. The spring game is free and open to the public. Get the info by calling 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's sweet to be an Auburn Tiger.
And for the first time in 16 years, Auburn is going to the Sweet 16.
This Friday, Auburn looks to upset number one seed and NCAA Blue Blood North Carolina with a chance to make it to the Elite Eight for the second time in school history. Hear the Sweet 16 call from Rod Bramlett and Sonny Smith Friday night beginning at 6 on FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTint Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tint fails, call ProTint. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
638 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Thursday. Online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Should concealed carry permit holders that have a gun stolen out of an unlocked vehicle have their permits revoked? Put that up yesterday morning. Right now, 71% of y'all say no. You'll see that right on the top of the stack, along with three big things on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Number one story this morning, lawmakers weighing in on a proposed Mobile Bay Bridge toll. More on that from News 5's Katarina Lukatich. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Okay, so it was, they said they announced it, and actually I went back and looked. They did, I know Congressman Byrne about a year and a half ago on my show said the bridge couldn't be built without tolls. Okay, he said that, and then that kind of sat back there for a while. Then, a month ago or so, they came out and said not only will the tolling occur on the proposed bridge, it's also going to occur in the tunnel to help pay for the bridge. And the toll, what they said, it could be between $3 and $6. First of all, that's a huge span from $3 to $6, but also the amount has a lot of people, I'm sure y'all's viewers, our listeners, saying, I can't afford that.
Well, yeah, absolutely, and especially because if you think of someone who goes back and forth from Mobile to Baldwin counties daily, they're looking at $100 a month almost.
That is significant. Without, is there anything being talked about here? And I know there's some pushback here, and you talk with Chris Elliott here, State Senator Chris Elliott. Any pushback on giving like a discount for somebody who lives in Mobile and Baldwin County versus somebody traveling through from Arizona?
Yeah, well, they're kind of talking about ways that they can figure out how to reduce the tolls altogether. So nothing's really set in stone. You know, they've been getting a lot of calls from, you know, people who live here saying, you know, that's just unacceptable. And that's what we heard from State Senator Chris Elliott yesterday, saying, you know, the amount is just unacceptable and they have to figure out a way to lower it. So the coastal delegation is kind of getting together to kind of brainstorm some ideas on the ways that they could reduce the toll fees, especially for those who live here and travel regularly. And it's really not sure because it's so early on how they're going to figure out how to do it. So they're looking at federal money, they're looking at state money, asking maybe ALDOT to provide more funding, or maybe asking the state to allocate some of the GOMESA revenues for the bridge. So they really haven't figured it out, but they want people to know that they are working to try to figure out to get a way to see it lowered. Elliott told us that he wouldn't want to see anything over 250 to be at the toll.
Okay, you named out components. I think it's good for people to understand that the money's coming from multiple sources. You have federal money, you have state money through ALDOT, but you also have this private concessionaire, right, that is saying they're going to take on building this, and they need X amount of cash flow, I guess, to pay them back over, I think it's 55 years is how long the toll could exist. I mean, when they start saying, well, it could be $3 or $6, I mean, I didn't spend a lot of time in the College of Math at the University of Alabama, but I mean, that's 100% increase. I mean, you got to have your numbers a little more dialed in than that, I would think.
Right. And then the issue is because remember, over the last few years, we've applied for some federal grants that we didn't get. Mm-hmm. So that's where the issue has come up with. Now they have to use this private company and they have to pay back the private company. So it's figuring out where that money's going to come from if it's not coming from the federal grant.
Have you heard any, because I've asked a couple of these players here about the tolling, and they were at least a month or two back pretty concrete with me, and they said, if there is not tolling, not only on the bridge, but on I-10, this bridge won't get built. Are you hearing anything like that?
I don't know. From what I understand, the bridge is going to get built. But yeah, that is what we are hearing, that they can't come up with the funding if they don't have the toll.
All right. I wonder, you said $250 is what State Senator Chris Elliott would agree to. But then again, there's going to be people who turn around and say, you know, there's always going to be somebody who's going to say that amount's too much. I mean, especially because you're not given an option of taking the tunnel versus the bridge. What are you hearing on y'all's social media or from viewers? I mean, is there some number that people say, okay, well, if it was $250, that'd be okay?
I don't know. I think people just don't want to toll. And that's something we're really not used to here. I mean, I'm from New Jersey, so I'm used to toll roads. But here, that's really not a thing. So I think a lot of people are just going to try to take the causeway, but that's going to back the causeway up even more.
You know, yeah, that's a good point. I want to get the Jersey aspect on it because I always talk about it from South Florida as much time as I spend going down, driving down to South Florida. And it'll cost me, I know, if I want to take the certain toll roads that I really need to take and I want to take the turnpike, it's about a $22, $23 each way toll to drive the way. Like in a given work week in New Jersey or on a fun weekend, what would you expect to pay back home in Jersey for tolls? Like, what would you know you need to have this much money in the car when you leave?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably going to pay around $20 in tolls there and back, depending on what exit you get off. If you're going to New York, you're looking at $20 just to get over the Verrazano Bridge.
I mean, wow.
So, I mean, so when you look at tolls in comparison, I mean, what they're asking for here isn't a lot. And other states pay, but between $3 to $6 is a lot daily.
Guaranteed. And like you said, that total could be $100 a month for folks.
Right.
Wow. All right. I don't think this story's going away anytime soon, and we'll continue to talk about it with you. Thanks, Katarina.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Katarina Lukatich with News 5 joining us 6:44. We're coming right back.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature.
Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. State lawmakers representing the Gulf Coast want to reduce the proposed toll rate for the new I-10 Mobile River Bridge. Currently, talk of the toll is between $3 and $6. At that rate, commuters in Mobile and Baldwin County could pay more than $100 a month in tolls. Representative Chris Elliott.
It's too much money. I mean, that's just all there is to it. That is a non-starter.
We're told public meetings will be held in May. A Florida Senate committee has approved a bill that would allow teachers to carry guns. It's called the Guardian Program. This would be on a voluntary basis, and teachers would have to complete training and a mental evaluation. A traffic alert this morning beginning today. A section of Industrial Road between Bellingrath Road and Vonick Road in Mobile will be closed from 5 in the morning until 6 in the evening through April 2nd. Crews will be filming a movie in the area. One winning Powerball ticket was sold in Wisconsin. The lucky person matched all six numbers in the Badger State, winning the $768 million prize. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Bama finds their new basketball head coach. The Sweet 16 begins tonight, and it's opening day for Major League Baseball. Right now, 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. 3 days after officially parting ways with Avery Johnson, Alabama's found its next head coach. The university announced yesterday that the Tide have hired the University of Buffalo's Nate Oates to lead the Tide. Buffalo had a 96-43 record in Oates' 4 seasons with the team. He's led the Bulls to the second round of the NCAA tournament the past 2 seasons and to 3 tournament appearances overall. Buffalo's season ended last weekend in a loss to Texas Tech. Oates leaves the Bulls after signing a contract extension with Buffalo just 2 weeks ago that would have kept him with the Bulls through 2024. Oates' first task will be recruiting. He'll need new players, and he'll need to recruit players that were on the team this season. Now that 4 players have entered the transfer portal, following the news that Dazon Ingram and Kyra Lewis are exploring options elsewhere, yesterday John Petty and Daniel Giddens both added their names to the transfer portal. The Tide are also losing their leading rebounder and shot blocker, Dante Hall, who's run out of eligibility. So unfortunately, no Hall and Oates in Tuscaloosa this season. I know, it was right there. Tonight, 4 games to kick off the Sweet 16. The first game tonight starts at 6:09 with No. 1 seed Gonzaga facing No. 4 seed Florida State. Gonzaga is a 7.5-point favorite to move on to the Elite Eight. At 6:29, No. 2 seed Tennessee plays No. 3 seed Purdue. The Vols are 1.5-point favorites. At 8:39, No. 2 seed Michigan faces No. 3 seed Texas Tech, with the Wolverines favored by 2 points. And to wrap up the night, at around 8:57, No. 1 seed Virginia tips off against No. 12 seed Oregon. Virginia is favored by 8.5 points.
8:57?
Yes, we're looking at 6:09, 6:29, 8:39, and 8:57.
It just gives me a headache.
Yeah, it's radio and TV people do not like the odd numbers.
8:50. Who starts anything at 57 minutes after the hour?
It's ridiculous. Somebody needs to get a handle on that.
Mm-hmm.
In the NBA last night, where all games probably started on the hour, Paul George scored 31 against his former team, leading Oklahoma City past Indiana 107-99. Golden State beat Memphis 118-103. Portland got the win over Chicago 118-98. Washington topped Phoenix 124-121, and Utah beat the Lakers 115-100. In NFL news, longtime Green Bay Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson is calling it a career. NFL Network reported that Nelson is retiring from the league after being recently released from the Oakland Raiders. He signed with the Raiders last year after spending 10 years in Green Bay. During Nelson's time with the Packers, he caught 550 passes for 7,848 yards and 69 touchdowns. He ranks 2nd in Packers franchise history in touchdown receptions, 3rd in overall receptions, and 5th in yards receiving. Today is MLB opening day, with all 30 teams scheduled to take the field for the 2nd year in a row. Some of the notable games. The season begins at noon with the Yankees hosting the Orioles. At 2:05 this afternoon, Atlanta begins their season at NL East rival Philadelphia. The Phillies notably signed slugger Bryce Harper to a massive contract this summer, and Harper is expected to be in the lineup today. At 6 tonight, the final game on the schedule, the Boston Red Sox begin their World Series title defense in Seattle against the Mariners. 6:50 on FM Talk 106.5, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Butch Cassidy's Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, state troopers on the scene of an accident. Commentary Road just south of Hickory Hill Drive where a car hit a power pole and the lines are down, so expect delays there as part of the roadway is blocked off. For now, Mobile Police Department are clear. No delays downtown from the tunnels. Coming in from Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort, it's been a good start so far. From this day forward, imagine affordable elegance with Four Diamond Luxury. Let the Battle House Hotel turn a dream wedding into reality by entering the majestic crystal ballroom through the grand marble staircase. Call 338-5441, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Cart Doctor Street Legal Cart Sale. An overflowing inventory means the best prices of the year, but only through Saturday. Choose from the Icon brand, Tomberland, and Star. All on sale, only through Saturday at Cart Doctor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
653 FM Talk 106.5. Are you a walker or a stander on an escalator?
I'm a walker.
You're a walker. We'll talk about what folks like us, I am one too, are causing trouble for society. We'll get in that story in just a second. I'll tell you about the folks over at Grove Collaborative. Now, Grove makes healthier home products accessible and affordable. Over 500,000 families right now shopping at grove.co for non-toxic dish soap, plant-based skincare, tree-free bath tissue. Grove makes it easy to find the best natural, eco-friendly products online and delivers them straight to your door so you can make better choices for your family with just one click. Everything available at Grove is healthier for you and the planet and really works. Okay, so there's the key, is having something, because before we started getting products from Grove, my wife had mixed up some different household cleaning products using organics that she got a recipe for, this and that. While the idea was good because they were healthier for the family, they didn't do a good job of cleaning. Grove's got that figured out. Their stuff, you can get cleaning supplies from Mrs. Myers or Seventh Generation. They clean just like the chemically laden stuff does, but they do it safely. Recently got their mop wood floor cleaner, also the eucalyptus mint shower spray, the spearmint antibacterial bathroom cleaner, and the Mrs. Meyer's multi-surface spray we're using all over the house. Hey, right now you can get an exclusive offer. You'll get Mrs. Meyer's offer from Grove before it runs out. Select your favorite spring scents for those cleaners, and new customers will get a free cleaning set in these limited edition scents when you place your first order of $20 or more. You'll get free Mrs. Meyer's spring hand soap, the Mrs. Meyer's spring dish soap, Mrs. Meyer's spring multi-surface spray, plus a Grove Collaborative cleaning caddy and their Grove Collaborative walnut scrubber sponges. Now, you got to try Grove now before the exclusive spring offer runs out. For a limited time, y'all can get a three-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's Spring Scents. You're going to love this stuff. A free 60-day VIP membership and a surprise bonus gift just for you when you sign up and place an order of $20 or more. All that incredible stuff, one great deal. You got to do it now. Check out Grove and the special offer at grove.co, not .com, .co /mobile. So once again, grove.co/mobile. All right, so this is, I guess, coming out of Starkville. All right, so this is a Mississippi State study. So we don't have far to go if we want to take our beef up with these folks. I didn't say beef for Mississippi State. Okay, so here it is. According to an engineering professor from Mississippi State, we need to stop walking up or down escalators when we're in a hurry because it really just slows everything down.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, according to the professor, she says the most efficient thing to do on an escalator is to have two people ride side by side. That would get the most people up or down the fastest. Well, first of all, I don't know if this engineering professor is from the United States. Because if she is, she should know better. If she's from another country, let me point out, Americans, we don't like to stand right next to people we don't know.
No, it's awkward.
That would be, and depending on the escalator, that's way too close. That's way too close to be to somebody you don't know.
Mm-mm.
At least in my opinion. I need my space.
Yeah, and I mean, the worst thing is when there are two people standing side by side.
Oh, right, the roadblock. Right. When guys like you and I are walking up the escalator, walking down the escalator, and then they got you roadblocked.
Mm-hmm. But Starkville says they're doing it the right way.
They said, when somebody starts walking, they may get up or down a little faster, but overall, it makes the whole process slower. Once again, this professor must not be from the United States. We don't care if the other people are slowed down as long as we get to where we're going and we didn't have to stand still.
Mm-hmm. See, I think this professor wants everyone else to stand still and she's going to walk.
And
smart.
And take a cowbell with her as she goes up and down. All right, 6:58, coming right back.